The Midnight Library, Matt Haig. Coldness and wetness don't always go together, Nora told her. Antarctica is the driest continent on Earth. Technically, it's a desert. Well, that sounds up your street. I don't think it's far enough away. Well, maybe you should be an astronaut. Travel the galaxy. Nora smiled. The rain is even worse on other planets. Worse than Bedfordshire. On Venus, it's pure acid. Mrs. Elm pulled a paper tissue from her sleeve and delicately blew her nose. See, with a brain like yours, you can do anything. A blonde boy Nora recognised from a couple of years below her ran past outside the rain-speckled window, either chasing someone or being chased. Since her brother had left, she'd felt a bit unguarded out there. The library was a little shelter of civilization. Dad thinks I've thrown everything away now I've stopped swimming. Well, far be it from me to say, but there's more to this world than swimming really fast. There are many different possible lives ahead of you. Like I said last week, you could be a glaciologist. I've been researching and... And it was then that the phone rang. 1 minute, said Mrs. Elm softly. I better get that. A moment later, Nora watched Mrs. Elm on the phone. Yes, she's here now. The librarian's face fell in shock. She turned away from Nora, but her words were audible across the hushed room. Oh, no, no. Oh, my God, of course.